just the way that you guys responded to them coming back and tying that game, how do you feel like the defense sort of maybe turned on a little bit more?
Yeah, I think it was good. I think we did a better job once Clay got going. Start running these shooters up the line and making it more difficult, trying to turn them into drivers. And we did a good job eventually cutting the water off or trying our best to.
Of course, when you're trying to defend the rim, sometimes you're going to give up three-pointers. How would you want the team to maybe execute things a little bit better in terms of kind of keeping the three-pointers off or three-point shooters off the line sooner?
I think just do a better job with our rotations, but sometimes, with the way we play defense, sometimes our rotations they get a longer closeout for a guy or something like that. So we'll watch them, we'll figure it out, and try to be better with them moving forward.
You talk about overall this winning streak you're on right now. It's been kind of obviously a tumultuous season, a lot of changes. But still, how's it sort of come together here these last couple of weeks and even probably a little bit longer than that?
Yeah.
How do you assess your chances now going forward at this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. I think the biggest thing is just us taking it one game at a time. We're not focused on a win streak. That's not our end goal. Our end goal is to make a playoff push. And the best way to focus on doing that is just taking it one game at a time. Continue to stay together throughout this. Obviously, we're winning, but understanding what we need to get better at moving forward. Because obviously, we're going to have some closer and tougher games. And the more we stay together through it, I think it'll be good.
Q was mentioned before the game, so I've had kind of three, four different teams this year because of all the changes. What do you think, what do you like about the latest, version of this team, managing the Addison executives?
Yeah, no, I continue to say it. I just think the communication for us has been huge from the locker room, to practice, to halftime, the way we're communicating with each other and everybody's just speaking their mind, I think it's been really big for us. And if we continue to do that, because at the end of the day, we're the guys on the court. So for us to have that communication on point and on the string, I think it's been really good.
Jalen, you want to kill it, close out these kind of games, several times this season. I guess what have you seen from the chemistry from you two throughout the season?
Yeah, it's been good. Kiel's a hell of a player, obviously. And he's somebody that's really smart, and just something we've been doing in practice is just continue to rip out certain actions wearing together. So just developing our chemistry and just figuring out ways we can get each other open, find stuff we like and different actions we like. So it's been good.
Over the last 7 games, Dyson has had about 50 assists and just only 4 turnovers. What have you seen from him as a facilitator, especially as his confidence has grown as a ball?
Yeah, Dyson's been huge for us, not just over this winning streak, but the whole year. Dyson brings pretty much every aspect to the game, and he's somebody that is just always willing to get better and always willing to learn. So obviously, like you said, what was it, 54 turnovers?
50 assists, 4 turnovers.
That's insane. It's just a testament to his work, and obviously we need to keep being big for us.
So, Jalen, another 26 straight points tonight for you guys. Last week, when the winning streak just began, or when it began, Quinn Snyder talked about how he wanted you to play even faster, even though you started winning. How have you seen that over the course of the 7-game win streak, and how would you assess your team's credentials in place so far?
Yeah, I think to answer your question, usually when we got to lead, teams tend to slow the ball down, try to, milk the clock a little bit. And that's kind of the opposite for us. We continue to play fast, continue to try to get out in transition. So that's been a point of emphasis for us, to continue to keep running no matter what the score is. So I think we've done a good job of that, and just got to continue to do that and not get complacent with the score.
Thanks, Joe.